Welcome to the Finance Cafe, the business podcast for women entrepreneurs that breaks through the money taboo and explores what's behind the numbers. Join your hosts, founders of the Finance Cafe, Shannon Peston, financial consultant, and Shauna Frederick, chartered professional accountant and CFO on the go, as they dive into conversations about business and finance with women entrepreneurs and the experts that support them. With their combined experience in finance and accounting, Shannon and Shauna know financial management is more than numbers and embrace the ways our unique lived experiences, capabilities, attitudes, and behaviors shape the financial decisions we make along our entrepreneurial journeys. Through the Finance Cafe, Shannon and Shauna are creating space for new conversations about money, overcoming stereotypes, and empowering women entrepreneurs to see their business in a new light, one story and one number at a time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Finance Cafe podcast. This week, we're diving into payroll power, empowering women entrepreneurs with PayWorks Insights, where we dive deep into the world of payroll and financial empowerment for women entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Shauna Frederick, and today we have a special guest, Glenda Plews from PayWorks, a female-founded, 100% Canadian-owned payroll company dedicated to providing expert payroll support across Canada. In today's episode, we'll explore the concept of working in versus working on, and how delegation and outsourcing empowers women entrepreneurs to leverage their time effectively, deepen their strategic insights, and foster a proactive approach to financial management. We'll also delve into the advantages of outsourcing payroll for businesses, particularly its role in enhancing access to financial information and streamlining operations. Glenda will share insights on how outsourcing payroll, like through PayWorks, contributes to improved accessibility of financial data for entrepreneurs and facilitates better decision-making in their business. We'll also discuss specific features of PayWorks that empower women entrepreneurs and cater to their diverse needs. We hope you enjoy this insightful conversation packed with practical tips and inspiring stories. Let's dive into payroll power, empowering women entrepreneurs with PayWorks Insights. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Finance Cafe podcast. Today, I am excited to dive into a conversation about PayWorks, outsourcing payroll, and how this can really empower entrepreneurs. And I'm pleased to be joined by Glenda Plews with PayWorks. So Glenda, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And why don't you kick us off by telling our listeners a little bit about who Glenda is, what you do, and why you do it.
Well, thank you so much, Shauna, for having me on your show today. Well, where do I start? I'm a prairie girl from Saskatchewan that actually lived overseas for a period of time, 7 years in Hong Kong, a year in Malaysia, came back, loved to travel, came back to Canada and sort of landed myself in payroll due to a reference. My brother knew the owner of PayWorks or the founder, and that sort of started me off on this movement the way I've gone. It was sort of, I've had many jobs in between, but I've been with PayWorks 21 years now. And you don't stay with a company for 21 years unless there's some really good reasons for doing that. So I'll tell you more about those later, perhaps if we have time. My role here, I'm an area manager. I do manage an area with some staff, and also I'm a corporate salesperson. So I help the corporate clients. I seem to be the jack of all trades, having been around a long time. You just sort of lens to assist where people need some help, so as I best can. Why I do this, I was thinking about that. The reason I continued to do it for 21 years is because working at PayWorks, when we started out, there was maybe 350 clients. We're close to 40,000 now. So the incredible feeling of accomplishment that I've received from working with PayWorks over the 21 years has definitely been worth it. I get to talk to entrepreneurs. I love to find their stories out, what's going on in their business, what challenges they have. And sometimes they're, you know, we can easily assist, but I sometimes have information or I connect them with people that can help them. But it just really is, you know, it's a feel-good job. Now, it's not always like that. Obviously, the volumes can be a little wild at year end, and you know, it used to be sometimes when people went on a vacation, but we've got over 500 staff now, so that's fine. But that's why I do what I do, and I continue on with working. I like to see what their processes are and see how we can assist.
I so appreciate when you talk about 21 years with Payworks, starting from with 350 clients, growing it to 40,000, but more importantly, how you talk about the relationships that you're building with the clients, because you are not just a form filler, somebody, you know, in a faraway land potentially supporting. You are truly hands-on, understanding the business, getting to know the client, and that is so important when entrepreneurs are finding partners. So kudos to you and the team at Payworks for keeping that system alive, because that is so important.
Thanks for that. We do have actually so much comment coming back from people. Well, they'll call me and say, "Oh, I'm so glad you're still there," because that's not what they're getting elsewhere. You know, they're talking to new people and you've got to sort of start all over again with your story. We do build long-term relationships. I've got clients that have been with us for 15 or more years, and that's kind of normal. It's just they love the system, they refer to friends, and so how can you not sort of like working for a company like that?
No kidding. Like you said, you don't stay somewhere for 21 years if there aren't reasons. So let's dive into a little bit more about Payworks, because you told me a story about the founders of Payworks that I didn't know. So can you share a little bit about these amazing founders of Payworks and why Payworks came to life?
Well, the original founder was a woman named Barb Gammy and based out of Winnipeg. And in 2001, sort of within, and also there was a programmer, Corinne, they put the creative knowledge into a product that they thought would be great. They've worked with clients that were looking for something easier to use. You have to think back almost 23, 25 years ago, the whole environment was so different. It was regimented. It was here's the round circle. You jump through that or you don't fit. It's too bad. So they went with that. And the way that it's so wonderful for our clients is it's an intuitive system. And I did tell you about a situation I had where I don't know how long I'd been at the company, but at that point I was out training someone. And the person I had given her access the night before, and she came in all guns firing. Oh my God, I just love this system. And I can't believe it does this and this and this because my present system doesn't do that. And I went back to my programmer and said, "Oh, look at you. You should be at these meetings. You would be so stoked to hear how wonderful people like this." And he goes, "Oh, whoa, that's not me." He said, "That was Barb and Corinne. I just do what they tell me. You know, I'm just making it work." So the light bulb kind of went on for me at that point because they're very humble individuals. They don't take the credit, you know, for, you know, the brainchild of rising this up. They did pull together some pretty awesome people that have stuck with them. And so there's a good core group of people, and that really helps with the starting of, and then the attitude that they have just towards the whole work environment has just carried through. People that have joined, you know, 10 years ago said, "I can't believe you guys still have that sort of family attitude." And, you know, like I think we were at 300 employees at that point. But, like, is this for real? They've realized pretty quick it was.
That's so cool. And I mean, because when we think about some service providers, you don't really think about the backstory of how this solution came to life. Kudos to you, and I'm sure you are one of those amazing group of people that continue to support the clients at Payworks. The conversation that we really want to dive into today is how and why outsourcing your payroll to a service provider like Payworks can really be beneficial for the entrepreneurs. And we know that for many entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, delegation is tough, right? The cost of it. It's just sometimes it's, no, we want to hold this. I don't want to outsource this. The cost of this, it's easier for me to do it. So we've had a lot of conversations, you and I, about even just the time factor, right? So thinking about even the mental capacity. So when you're talking to potential clients and they're debating whether or not they should outsource and onboard a partner like Payworks, what sort of conversations are you having with respect to, let's talk about the time and the energy and the mental capacity that you're taking into doing your own payroll?
Well, and I find quite often when people start up with a new organization, you know, they're starting a new business, they want to keep all hands in to make sure things stay pretty tight. And that's understandable. But there comes a point where I've had clients call me and said, people have said to me, they thought I sold the business because they don't see me anymore because I'm in the back doing the books, whatever else I'm doing. So that kind of was a bit of a shock to them, because the reason that business was successful is because of that owner's abilities, relationships with the clients. Mm-hmm. And so I was finding that we're getting a little bit of that, where you have the abilities to do it all, but is it really worth your time to do it all? And processing now is not as expensive as it was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, things have streamlined, technology have taken us to different places. There's a lot for when people look about, I guess, first the timing. We've talked about that. You know, you've got only so much time to focus. I always think lean into your strengths. And if you've got strengths, that's going to keep your clients. That's going to build your business. You can tell people that are burnt out from doing jobs that they're not really good at. And they're doing them, they're irritated by doing them, or they've got a spouse that's dealing with it for them, you know, and they're pulling in people that really don't want to do that. I've had sometimes have been that spouse, so I don't want to, you know. So leaning into your strengths and just really focusing on, you know, what's going to build the business. You have to, when you use Payworks, you might be releasing a little bit of that control, but you're not. You have your reports to cover. It actually doesn't morph into a system and you don't know what's going on. We have several individuals that use our system, and the audit trail, if anything changed, definitely shows. We know everything that might have changed in the system. So there's that feeling of comfort. They can have the last sign off if you like. It gives you reporting that allows you to look at that. And you've got to think as well, like we've talked about financially, what is your time worth? Because where should you be spending that time? Yeah. So we can talk about that a little bit more, but it is something to think about. And where should you spend your time?
I love that. And we'll talk about time and the factor of that, but it's starting with this whole overview of what tasks can I delegate to allow me to work on my business? But before we dive a little bit deeper into that, let's first of all dive into some of the advantages of outsourcing payroll, right, for businesses. When we think about accessing financial information and streamlining operations, how can outsourcing payroll really support the entrepreneur when it comes to those areas?
Well, the first thing is you're going to find that many accountants will refer Payworks because they like the consistency. You're going to have your T4s done at the end of the year, the record of employments, all your remittances can be paid for you. So you've got some consistency. You're going to actually compliant with any agencies that you should be, which, you know, it's sometimes they're changing, not just at the end of the year. So, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So at least with Payworks, you've got a dedicated account manager. Our retention rate's 98% for a reason. And that person can always keep you on top of what, you know, we're payroll experts. Really, that's what we are. We also do, you know, support all different types of organizations. We also have, like, as people grow, we've got a workforce management system, which includes like time and scheduling, if you have that type of business, absence tracking, human resources, even some organizations need some advice, like an HR advisory program that we have that people use, applicant tracking, which is very handy, and an employee self-service area. So they can see how much vacation they've got coming. They can see their pay statements, their T4s, without coming back to you and constantly asking you, can I have that? I need that. So, you know, I've had many people say, you know, it was the 10-minute periods of time where I didn't have to interact about a problem someone was having because they couldn't find a pay statement. Mm-hmm. Those 10 minutes add up to a lot of different time. And you can then decide how you want to interact with the employee rather than it just being about complaints because they can't find something or need something from you. Yeah. So that allows people to have, you've got one system which is integrated. You log in, you add your information. It's very flexible. We use your naming convention if you have certain deductions or earnings that are key or you like to call them a certain way. That's what we use. And you get a full set of reports. Now, the accounting and finance area can have access to only maybe the reports, so they can pull off anything they need at any given time through the year. We actually have a wonderful year-end process. But those kind of reports as well, nobody wants to think about that at this point because we just got through it. But it does actually help that, you know, there's a little checklist of what goes on for the next year. And you can always see these reports if there's something amiss that you need to change with a new employee. You know, there's a lot of warnings and little tweaks and things. We take a lot of enhancements and advice from our clients and the staff that work here. So the system has actually changed based on our client base. And it's we don't do everything that people say, but we always consider it. Yeah, because, you know, it's especially when you're getting into the HR area, there's a lot of differences that people have into how they want to manage or track or see their employee information. So we try best to have a system and we're always enhancing it. So
I so appreciate that. It's that continuous learning and improving for your clients. It's not a static, well, this is how we started 20 some odd years ago, and we're going to carry on that way. I just want to touch on a few. You talked about a lot of important factors, but number one thing that I think is so advantageous about sourcing payroll is compliance. And early on in my career, I was introduced to a new business owner. She had been in business for just a little over a year, had been diligently paying her employees, had been deducting all of the source deductions, so income tax and Canada Pension and EI, but she wasn't remitting it to the government.
Ooh.
So there was this unawareness, right? You don't know. You think, okay, well, I'm supposed to withhold this money, but she wasn't remitting it to the government. And you can get yourself into a lot of troubles, a lot of challenges when you're doing that. So the ability to not have to think about, okay, what are all the steps that I need to do to remain compliant so that my business and my employees are kept on side. So I love the compliance piece. You mentioned that your systems are easily integrated. When you say that, what do you mean easily integrated with what?
Well, at the moment we've programmed an API to a couple accounting systems like Xero and QuickBooks Online. I believe they're working on a couple others at the moment. We've got a PayWorks API, which helps pull from other systems into PayWorks. So that we've also got, there's different ways. There's also, you know, we always have the ability to import from an Excel file if you need to. Excel is sort of the king to use, move around. You can export to Excel, you can import. And so it just allows, you don't have to be high tech and all of that if you don't need to be. You may be as you grow, you never know, but the system grows with the companies we deal with. I have many people saying, is it okay if I have less than 5 employees? I have a lot of one-man payrolls. They aren't one-man payrolls forever, but I do, and some of them are, but they have the confidence that the tracking is there, the data is there, and it's done correctly. Yeah. Sort of eliminates, if you're checking, if someone else is running your payroll for you, you check it, you've got your reporting. You know, we come across situations where people come to us because there's been fraud and they need to actually, in one scenario, someone just didn't pay CRA and they just kept that money for themselves. So those are real situations in some environments. So we do get various people calling us because of that, because they need someone that has a little bit more experience maybe in what's going on.
Absolutely.
And the tracking.
Yeah, it's that the expert, the payroll experts on your side that can help support you in those cases. And we don't need to be manually processing so much information. If you have a time system that you're working with in your company, you can potentially export that into Payworks. You have an accounting system like QuickBooks or Xero, you can take that payroll information, export it directly into QuickBooks, which then provides you, the business owner, real-time financial data that you can start to look at to say, what were my total payroll costs in the last month, the last 3 months, the last year? And how is that trending? How does that compare to my budget? Because we know everybody listening has a budget.
Yes. Well, analytics are more and more important, you know, pulling that together, being able to view. We do have analytics in our system where you can view this year versus last year at a touch. There's a lot of managers, owners, and people out there that want the numbers, they want the reports, but they know the system they have right now won't provide it. And so they don't ask. So quite often, if I'm talking to payroll people and I'll say, what about reporting? They kind of go, well, I don't know. They never asked me for it. Well, and then I find out later they have a list of info. They are so excited about what they can pull out of the system if you need to. So just depends on the needs of each organization, but being able to be have access to the areas to be able to do that is huge for a lot of organizations.
I love that. It giving you that financial data that you need. And again, that the ability to outsource is because you're not stuck in the weeds as an entrepreneur trying to figure out all this stuff. You're looking at it from 10,000 feet and going, okay, hold on a minute. This isn't really what my budget or my plan was. So let's assess where we are and start looking at these reports that are available. So I so appreciate that. So we've talked a lot about what Payworks does and how it can support the entrepreneur. Let's get a little bit into the nitty gritty with respect to, if we have an entrepreneur out there that's doing their own payroll, what are some easy steps or some tips that you would share with respect to how to incorporate something like Payworks into their business? Where do they go? Where's their first step?
First step is through our website. You can actually go and take a look at it. And there's a place to actually ask for a quotation. You can see a bit about this information, and then you'll get a local individual to give you a call. And they'll sort of go through the, we're 100% Canadian owned and operated, and we've got 10 locations across Canada. So everyone's got various territories. They sort of know, you know, what goes on in that area. And once people sort of decide, yes, maybe sometimes they have a presentation, sometimes they're just happy with whatever they hear. But then once the information comes through, they're actually handed over to an implementation specialist. And that person is, they're in charge of making sure everything that comes in is balanced. If people come in mid-year, we take everything from January. We're going to do T4s for the whole year for you. And that way you don't have to worry if someone maxes out, that there's, you're not going to have to do T4s again. So at the end of the year, you just approve the T4s and that'll come through.
Yeah.
Something that's very important that people should know that is our compliance, we've got strong governance. And so, you know, we've got a legal department. You've got to really have that sort of specialist on your team. You know, the client funds are separate from the company funds. We make sure that government remittances are paid. Deloitte does annual reviews of our system. You know, we've got all the steps in place that you don't have to worry that we're not a company that's going to go away, or we're not going to be the one that's going to cause a problem there. Also, the security area as well. Nowadays, especially with COVID, that brings those, you know, nasty players out to see what they can scam from different individuals. And this is going to keep everything safe and secure for you, going through to the right areas, and just helps you in that way.
That's so amazing that you bring that up, because these are things that entrepreneurs are often not thinking about with respect to, okay, well, there's XYZ payroll company and I'm just going to hand everything over to them. But yes, you are handing over confidential information for yourself, for your employees. How is that information being safely stored? So appreciate that you brought that up. I want to go back though to implementation for a moment. So you mentioned that there's an implementation specialist that's going to take all of this information. So is there a cost to implement the software?
It is. It's a minimal cost. And it's they actually work with you to, they are actually going to input all your employee information, talk to you about all your earnings and deductions. It's also like a mini audit is what I look at it. I've had implementation people catch the strangest things, and that maybe they were on a system for years and didn't realize the owner had some deduction tax-wise that was behind the scenes. And so it's always a shock to individuals. Sometimes they're not happy shocks, but they are at least aware of them, and they'll be compliant going forward. Or there's and that's sad to say, but it doesn't happen all the time. But they're making sure everything balances for you and that everything is set. They're with you through that first pay run. So that you can actually, there's, you know, we teach you how to use the system. You just log in, add your information, and then you can do a preview. Very important, you preview the payroll. Just not like a preview where you get a few totals. You get the whole set of reports. You get the pay stubs, your journal entry, your register. So that way you can accurately check everything. Mm-hmm. As well, once that implementation specialist finished, that's when you're handed over to your dedicated account manager. You've got a direct line to them. They work in pods, so if someone's away, one on the team would actually assist. And you can always, you know, I ask some people quite often, how's your customer service person? They go, I never even try to call her. I just call the 1-800 line and go through to whoever's there. You know, but a lot of people do like to speak to their direct person, so. That's good. And like I said, everybody's in Canada. We're spread across the country, but so we understand, you know, the different business scenarios.
And the different tax implications across the various provinces. Right?
Yes, definitely. Well, and through the year when there's changes, you know, there's a tile on the front of our, when you log into Payworks, if there's something coming that changed in Ontario and you have Ontario employees, it's there for you to know and remind you.
Yeah, that's so key. And again, this ability to keep up with all of the changes coming through the Government of Canada, through Canada Revenue Agency, is so important that you're working with a payroll expert to maintain compliance, to maintain that you're on side with the government, because the last thing anybody wants, especially if we're doing an implementation and you're going through a mini audit with Payworks and somebody comes and says, you know what, this hasn't been done correctly and now we potentially owe some money. So I love that you talked about, yeah, it's almost like a mini audit just to make sure that you're doing things right in this implementation. And I so appreciate that this is 100% Canadian owned. And you have support across Canada, across the provinces. So amazing. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about cost. Okay, so I know it's obviously going to depend on the size of the company, but can you give us a range of, you know, if I have one employee, five employees, like how does the costing work when we're implementing something like Payworks?
Well, there's a basic charge, a basic run charge, which includes, and that's, we charge per pay period. So you have a basic run charge, you'll have per payment charge. So maybe you have 10 employees on your payroll and you're only paying three, you're just charged for the three. So that's the way it works. And it's a per payment charge. There's a small nominal charge for your self-service site, and then the implementation charge, and that's it.
Okay.
We do have some reductions. The chamber, if you're a member of a chamber of commerce, there's a reduction there, or with CFIB, that is another option for a discount that could come about. Different organizations that are within the country. And we always would connect with you if you are included in those to have access to that pricing. So it It works well. The T4 prices at the end of the year are the same as a run charge, depending on how many terminated people you might have. And so it's not a lot of funds. I couldn't jump off the top of my head and say exactly how much, but it's easy to get a quick quote on the website. If you just put in how many employees and how often you want to pay people, it'll actually give you a quick quote on what the pricing is.
Amazing. So we will include the link to that specific quote site to ensure that everyone on listening can have a look at that. And again, it's just having the conversation with the implementation specialist or with, you know, whoever you get on the call with first, because we know that for small businesses, I mean, every penny counts. So it's talking about, okay, how much is this going to cost? What sort of discounts are available? Oh, you're a member of a chamber, let's do this. So I love that you're partnering with other organizations across Canada to ensure that, you know, it's really supporting those small businesses and not being an added cost, but an extra investment. It's a investment for them. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So let's talk about, Glenda, can you share any success stories or examples of women entrepreneurs who have benefited from outsourcing their payroll through Payworks?
There are so many that just tell me how happy they are. They brought Payworks onto their team. They just trying to think of an individual off the top of my head. It generally was individuals, and I think the first one I'll talk about would be in the healthcare area. Healthcare individuals, and some of these were in homes that were smaller homes. The government had sort of rolled things out, not so much in institutions, but out into these homes. And the type of individuals that process this are very caring, really dedicated individuals to the cause, to the people they're helping. But payroll was always not their favorite thing. And so I had have had several that came on with Payworks and used us for years until they retired. And they said that was one of the best things they did, because they were always compliant. They didn't have to worry about if things were being paid, things were being done. The accountant loved to see the finance part of that. So it was all those sort of things. The intuitive nature of the system was always very, you know, appreciated. Something that Payworks does do as well is, because we support 200 charities across Canada, so we pay back to the communities. And so a lot of those communities are actually our clients. And so people just appreciate that. There are so many clients I've helped that have been women that have just taken their business further. And I think it's because maybe being linked into just not having to worry about what do I not know? And why don't I focus on what I do?
I so appreciate that. Thinking about what do I not have to know and focusing on what I need to do, because that is so important for busy entrepreneurs. Again, we started off the conversation talking about delegating tasks and our time. Where is your time as the entrepreneur best spent? What do you want to be doing? And implementing something like Payworks will give you it'll free up some of your time, right? It is immediately going to free up some of your time, but it's also going to provide you with the financial data that you need to make better business decisions. So I love that. Yeah, just not having to worry about what you don't know. So Glenda, how do you see, you know, the future of payroll outsourcing contributing to greater financial empowerment for women entrepreneurs, for all entrepreneurs? And what role does Payworks play in really fostering that positive movement forward?
Well, we're definitely always watching how, and technology has changed things so quickly to the point where sometimes people will say, well, are you doing this? And we said, well, actually, we've jumped that level of technology because we're already on to the next level of it. So it's moving very quickly. There's no way you want to be, you know, paying for that. When there's enhancements, we don't add that charge to the client. They just get to use those new enhancements, unless it's a different separate module that you can opt in. But little, tips and tricks and things that we've added into the system to make it easier for you, we're going to be doing that. So we're seeing a lot more, with just technology, making it easier for you, abilities to, there's a lot of people and other companies working on different aspects, like even the record of employment, making that more of a seamless, the government's working on making that more of a seamless process. In 5 years, we'll probably see that happen, maybe earlier. T4s as well, I could see those sort of things becoming more of a streamlined situation, less manual work. We see them already moving people to online to that. So I know there are some individuals just want to have less manual work, quite frankly, so that you can log in. It depends on your employee counts, but our system, because it's all one, your absences, if you've logged in and approved an absence time off, it's already into the payroll system. And so if you decide to approve it or deny it, it can be done all there. So same with the time system. It'll show the system. You can run reports from that. So it's all in one place. It's not going back and forth from different pieces of software or product or companies. We do work with other organizations. If you have something you really like that we can import into Payworks, we do that as well. But I'm seeing just the technology changes. The role of a payroll person is changing, and they are going to become more, I think, aligned with finance, where they're going to be, an expert in analytics, getting that data. They're not going to be data entry people anymore. They're going to be individuals that are assisting management with their analytics, the way the companies run, just with their employee management. So that role is actually changing as we go forward.
I love the work that Payworks is doing, and you mentioned it, right? You are getting feedback from your clients and implementing additional resources and additional tools inside the payroll software. You can take something from another software and say, you know what, maybe we can implement that here. That's fantastic. And also the ability to have an HR specialist on your side as well, right? It's not just, let's just pay our employees. Let's talk about some of the HR issues that we're having. So amazing to see the work that that Payworks is doing and how it all started. Glenda, I've taken up so much of your time. Is there anything that I haven't asked you or anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, one thing that I recently have found to be just something to change your attitude a little bit, and that's about what your time is worth. And it isn't what you're being paid, and it's not actually what you could be paid. I find I like to come up with an amount of money that I'm worth. What is my time worth? And it's more than what I could get paid or would get paid, but it's an amount that's in my mind, my time is worth it. So it has nothing to do with work. It's just, if you want to go and work and volunteer for a charity, well, your time is worth X amount of dollars. So, and they're going to think you're worth that because you're going to go and work with them. And it just helps. It's a bit of a shift in your attitude. I found when I moved back from Malaysia, I was actually shocked. I'd been away about 9 years on the diminishing levels of self-esteem of women that I came across. And they didn't have that in Malaysia. They didn't have a lot of the movies or the pressure that, and I didn't see any such feelings amongst the men here, but the women are taking things a little more to heart. And so I really think we need to boost our attitude to what our worth is and just not let outside, factors weigh us down that way. Surrounding yourself with really good people is one good start. And just be that person that's worth more money.
I so appreciate that. One of my very favorite authors and keynote speakers, Laura Gassner Odding, always says, don't give votes to people that don't have a voice, right? So don't listen to, anybody else, but who you should be listening to. So appreciate that. What is your time worth? What is your value worth? And when you think about all those 10-minute increments of doing these little tasks, when it all adds up at the end of the year, what would you rather be doing, right? Where would you rather be spending your time? And what would you rather not have to worry about, as you said, when you're thinking about compliance and payroll or any other tasks? Because as business owners, there is always going to be stuff to do. Let's bring in that support team, somebody like a Payworks, to really support us as we move forward. So Glenda, thank you so much for taking your time to share your knowledge and your experience, and love what you and the team are doing over at Payworks.
Well, I just hope people lean into what encourages them, and whatever, you know, within your business, there's things that encouraged you. You don't want these manual processes bogging you down. So thank you so much, Shauna, for your time. I appreciate you letting me join with you today.
Amazing. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and look forward to having you tune in on the next episode of the Finance Cafe podcast. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Finance Cafe podcast. We would be grateful if you could show some love for your favorite finance podcast. Just like, subscribe, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you're listening from, and help other listeners like you connect with us. Want to deepen your relationship to your business finances and feel more empowered by the stories the numbers create? Check out our business financial learning experiences designed specifically for women entrepreneurs by women entrepreneurs. And as a valued listener, we're offering you an exclusive discount to our learning experiences. Simply use the code podcast10 to get 10% off. Visit thefinancecafe.ca to begin your journey.